scores of lawsuits involving thousands of former players who suffer concussions with the NFL and also brain injuries are now rolled into one master complaint, setting up a massive and potentially costly case for the NFL. Lawyers for the players filed the complaint yesterday in Philadelphia, accusing the Football League of hiding information that linked football-related head trauma to permanent brain injuries. Among the illnesses cited were dementia and Alzheimer's disease. The plaintiffs hope to hold the NFL responsible for the care of the players suffering from those health problems. Joining us in America's Radio News to talk about this is John D. Giddens. He's one of the lawyers representing over 2,000 former NFL players in the NFL concussion litigation. Hello, John.
Hello. How you doing, Rachel?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us. Now, what kind of shape are some of these former players in?
Well, I guess the worst ones would be dementia and ALS, the ones that are still with us. There's been a high rate of suicide, as it's been publicized.
Right.
And so the people that are still with us, those are the worst type of injuries that we're seeing, and they're long-term and they're permanent.
Right. Like just recently, Junior Seau took his own life, and they were saying that maybe he had a similar situation to another player earlier who did the same thing.
Yeah, he was one of the, Ray Easterling was one of the first named plaintiffs in the lawsuit. And one of the things about brain injury is its insidious nature. You get personality changes, you get aberrant behavior, depression, and a lot of times players aren't equipped to deal with it.
Can you have a brain injury and then later on and seem fine, and then maybe three, four, 5 years down the road have a complete personality change, or is it pretty much instantaneous?
No, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing something 3 or 4, sometimes 10 or 15 years down the road where someone has the inability to keep their temper. They have complete personality changes. They make irrational decisions, and they're not themselves. It's almost like the processor in a computer going down, and it just makes the computer run a lot slower, a lot differently, and it's scary. It's scary for the players going through it, and it's particularly hard on their families.
Oh, no doubt about it, when someone suddenly changes on you like that. But when did science really inform the NFL that the sport can have a long-lasting health implication such as you're describing?
Well, there are two big dates. I mean, actually, the medical literature has been around since 1928, at that early. But in 1994, the NFL sought to go and address this problem and failed to address the problem at that time. And at that point, there's a library full of peer-reviewed medical literature that they really turned their back on to the detriment of their players at that time.
Okay. And so in that time, and then is the players from that point forward, or does it go back further than that?
It really goes back from the beginning of the league. If you've played in the NFL, you were subjected to this type of trauma. In 1994, there was just established medical protocol that they didn't follow. They allowed their players to undergo this type of trauma and not get the medical treatment and not have the type of safeguards in place that they needed to get the medical treatment that they needed.
And how much role do you think denial played in all this? I mean, this is a great American pastime aside from, you know, baseball. I mean, this is football here. Do you think that denial has been playing a role?
Absolutely. I think the NFL made a decision back in 1994 to ignore this problem. And so we have a bigger problem now than if they had addressed it back then or earlier.
And is there any way, I mean, I know you're a lawyer, but can football be made safer? Is this just one of those things, someone's going into football, they need to understand that they could end up with a traumatic brain injury?
I think it can absolutely be made safer with the advent of different and better technologies for helmets. There are a host of different and new technologies coming out that will diagnose brain injury and concussion immediately. Much better technologies, and there can be rule changes, which the NFL now has put in place some rule changes, but the way the game is played can be changed where I think that it protects players and it preserves the game.
Okay. Well, John, thanks for joining us. Hopefully you'll keep us up to date on this case.
We absolutely will. Thanks for having me.
John D. Giddens is one of the lawyers representing over 2,000 former NFL players in the NFL concussion litigation. Well, as we've been mentioning, these former players have signed on to...